Wisconsin Conversation, real information. Live from Lake Wissota, this is Up North News with Pat Kreitlow.
On another gorgeous Thursday across Wisconsin. Here's the thing. Oh, there's our girl. It was cool. Now I feel like ordering something from Wayfair. Brewers win 4-3. Take both games against Tampa and have the day off before a critical three-game series at Busch Stadium against the St. Louis Cardinals. If you want to send us a note on how we're doing, the email address is radio@upnorthnewswi.com. Tomorrow, former Chicago Tribune Metro editor Mark Jacob will be with us to talk about the state of media, state of American journalism. If you look at his Twitter feed at all, you know he doesn't think very highly of it. And since I'm 100% in agreement with him, we're going to have a good conversation on how we can turn to not all, but many a newsroom out there and say those do better. Also tomorrow, UWM professor Melissa Scanlon from the UW-Milwaukee School of Freshwater Sciences. She's also a co-founder of Midwest Environmental Advocates. She will talk about the climate aspects of the Inflation Reduction Act and what kind of investments could result in some near-term gains. It is another one of those things that I have never, I just can't pretend to understand about people who will mock, you know, the Green New Deal and continue to say wrongly that you can't use green power if the sun's not shining or the wind's not blowing. I mean, that is such a get a horse mindset, like, oh, the car is never going to catch on. The horse will be here forever. No. And there's all these jobs that we could have, should have created here. Building a high-speed rail line. We should be building more wind turbines. There are so many ways that you can grow jobs. You could also do it in biofuels. A lot of our paper mills that closed across Wisconsin could be turned into factories for making biodiesel and other things that make us less dependent on foreign energy sources. And instead, we have, you know, Tom Tiffany and other members of the congressional delegation and the legislative delegation mocking greener energy sources, mocking the economic development potential of it. Is that just because the campaign contributions are so good from the oil and gas side of things, or do they actually believe this stuff? You know, that you know, you can't, one person can't fix it anyway, one country can't fix it anyway, so why even try? And as I've said with this analogy before and probably will many more times, you know, it's okay for me to stop peeing in Lake Wissota, even if I can't talk everybody else out of it. And with that, a lot of people now won't put their boat in the lake this week. I'm here to tell you, it's clean. It's got a lot of algae in it, but that's not my fault. That's, you know, that's cows and other things. So Luke was feeling left out that we didn't talk about food at all. He actually prepared for the show today.
Yeah, I brought snacks. Because I was...
You brought snacks. Did you bring something to share?
I would love to try to share some with you through the Zoom, but I don't know if I can send it that way. They're not digitally friendly, I guess.
No. So what kind did we get here?
I got the garlic and herb Colby Jack mix for the curds.
Garlic and herb Colby Jack mix.
Yep.
Okay.
Very, very good. Farmer John here in Dane County. I'm a frequent flyer of his stand. He goes to farmers markets all around the area, and he... has, in my opinion, the best cheese curds that you can find locally.
So now is that an every Saturday thing at the Dane County Farmers Market?
Been missing more Saturdays, but he goes to the Monona one on Sundays. He was at the Hilldale one yesterday, which is like right here next to the studios. So I was able to quickly leave and come back, and all of a matter of probably 5 minutes is all it took me to go get my curds yesterday. But I also have a plane bag for this weekend that I plan on eating, traveling to and from the state fair. So
you were able to disappear from the station for 5 minutes and come back.
And nothing completely melted down. It was very impressive. I was grateful.
That gets us back to our discussion of turntables. Because when I worked for WUEC, the radio station for the University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire, located in the Fine Arts Building on Water Street. And that, at that point in the early 80s, there was a McDonald's across the street. And We had educational programming, you know, during the day, but then, you know, student DJs could play all kinds of music at night. And so it won't surprise you to hear that I had an adult contemporary light rock shift on Tuesday afternoons from noon to three or something like that.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, long before there was Kelly Clarkson, there was Karen Carpenter. I mean, come on. Anyway, but sometimes it'd fill in at night, or what the night DJs would do if they were hungry and they needed to, you know, they wanted to run over to McDonald's, they would play, you know, there were a couple of different songs. And I just don't know if people make, you know, 13-minute songs anymore. But, you know, the joke is, you know, Stairway to Heaven. But for us, actually, it was the live version of Freebird.
I was going to say, there you go. Freebird was going to be my guess.
Oh, my goodness. Freebird. If you either had to go to McDonald's or you needed a longer break for some other reason, that's what you would put on. And, you know, you very, very rarely, it was not impossible, not that song, but you would try some other longer song maybe. And you'd step out of the studio for a bit and you'd come back to that horrible, horrible sound. The record is skipping. And so the listeners have been hearing a record.
And you have no idea for how long.
You have no idea. Yeah. You know, so you come in, you move the needle, and you got to decide whether to, fess up to the listeners or not. So you had your different records that you would try. In the daytime, again, I mentioned that we had educational programming, and that was on great big reels, you know, your reel-to-reel tape decks that we had back at that point, again, all pre-digital. And you could always tell when a brand new, like a freshman, was a DJ at the college radio station, because that's where you started first. You didn't talk at all. You just ran the board and you would put these tapes on. And sometimes people would put the tape on and then think they could just leave after they, you know, hit play or what have you. What they didn't know was that when these, you know, 12-inch reels of educational programming came from various schools and distributors and things like that, they are fed to you what's called tails out. And all that means is you put the reel on and then you put on the take-up reel and you've got to rewind the whole thing and then play it from there so that when the program is done, it is back on the original reel. And then you send it back to the school or the distributor or whatever. More than once, somebody would forget that the reel was fed to you tails out. They would simply line it up. They'd leave the studio. You'd hear the station ID. And then you'd hear something like, which would last as long as it took for some very embarrassed student or a very angry, you know, senior to run back into the booth and fix these things.
Oh, geez. You made that sound very, very, that was a well rendition of backwards playing sound.
Well, I dabbled in a lot of satanic music.
Okay, fair enough.
So I really had to learn how to hide the lyrics as best we could. I want to thank again Angela Lang, Evan Goyke, and Congressman Mark Pocan for being our guests today. We will do this again tomorrow, still coming up with some kind of a pithy farewell saying. So for now, I'll just say, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.